Proclamation number 3387 of 1st of January, 1945. Dark Spirit Night. Work of the Light Beings. People shall be led through dark spiritual night to the light. This requires great spiritual work on earth and also in the spiritual kingdom. The people have to be guided into different thinking. They have to be made aware of the error of their thinking and warned of its consequences. This work is so necessary that unusual provisions are made on God's part to promote this spiritual work, to make people capable of it and to constantly enable them to be spiritually active. For countless souls are in need of help because they are too weak and darkness shrouds their spirit. They stand on the edge of the abyss and only energetic help can pull them back from it. And the spiritual beings of light constantly endeavor to guide them onto the right path, yet they cannot do it on their own but have to make use of willing people who are active on earth as their organs, who thus speak and act as the beings of light themselves would express themselves if they were not forced to remain hidden due to people's freedom of will. Spiritual work has to be carried out in such a way that it nevertheless appears humanly earthly, for people should be free to decide how they want to do it, yet spiritual work will be recognizable to everyone who strives for truth. For in order to be able to work as a laborer for the kingdom of God he has to be in knowledge, otherwise he would not be able to substantiate what he wants to make credible to his fellow human being. And this knowledge, which corresponds to truth, is unmistakably transmission from the spiritual kingdom. It is the utterance of the beings of light in the beyond who make use of the willing human being on earth in order to transfer their knowledge to people through them. For only through truthful enlightenment can the darkness of spirit be banished and humanity be brought to the day full of light. There is only little light on earth, there are only isolated rays which shine now and then, and these are not enough to illuminate the darkness of the night. But streams of light can be conveyed to earth from the kingdom of light as soon as only people declare themselves willing to let themselves be illuminated, as soon as they want to receive and pass on light as receiving stations. Yet this will already requires an increased degree of maturity. It requires a heart capable of love which, through the working of love, shapes itself such that it can now serve the light as a receiving vessel. The human being's love must be so strong that he wants to be active in redemption and offers himself to God for this activity. Then beings of light can carry out their actual spiritual activity on God's behalf, they can convey light to earth. They can distribute knowledge and constantly instruct God's willing servants and through them fellow human beings who urgently need truthful enlightenment. And this urgency also explains the often extraordinary fate of those who want to be active as laborers for the kingdom of God, for they are guided by God's will and every event shall mature them for their spiritual activity. They will often have to go through suffering and affliction, through fires of purification, because their hearts are to become receptive for the light which they themselves, as God's instruments, are to carry on into the darkness of the night. For countless souls shall be shown the path out of this spiritual night, the bearer of truth shall lead the way with bright light and brightly illuminate the path. The beings of light of the spiritual kingdom shall find access to people through them, so that they can approach them disguised in their shells and the light from the heavens can shine brightly and clearly. For the light has to break through the darkness, otherwise it will remain night forever and people will walk towards the abyss. Amen.